And you're back with Judy Alucard. I'm your host, Chef Judy. And around my kitchen table this morning, we are talking licorice with the woman that knows everything about licorice, Elizabeth Erlickson, who is from Licorice International, the owner of Licorice International. And there's a couple things that I really wanted to bring to the forefront on the licorice, because it's so interesting to me that it is pure as far as it's gluten, if you have a gluten problem.
We do have gluten-free licorice.
Mm-hmm. Licorice, kosher licorice.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely in any food challenges that you might have or you're looking at or things that you particularly want, that you can find that.
Right, and we're very careful about that. So, for instance, if you have you need something that's dairy-free, nut-free, we do have a real sensitivity to that. So please ask about it if you come in.
Really important, always. In fact, that's a good just rule of thumb. Whenever you have any allergies, ask the proprietor, because a lot of us, I mean, I'm very fortunate. I don't have any food allergies. Mm-hmm. So it's not top of mind with me where it would be with you. 489-1240, 1-800-825-5865 is the number to call if you have a question, and your name will go into the drawing for this beautiful sampler of red licorices from around the world. And also, okay, if you're Irish, came in early from St. Patrick's Day, but you could wrap this up in a wonderful heart-shaped bag. But these are Irish potatoes if you love coconut. And tell me the story about these.
This is one of my favorite finds, because my dad loves these Irish potatoes. Mm-hmm. He's Polish, but he loves Irish potatoes. And I'm from Philadelphia, and this is the only place in the world that makes Irish potatoes. Mm-hmm. And in fact, there's only two little factories in Philadelphia that make these. Well, years ago, I had wanted to get these for my dad and couldn't get them, so I thought, well, I'll just try to find the factory. Well, I did, and decided, why just get them for dad? Why not get them for everybody in Nebraska, too?
I think that's incredible. And I've already eaten one, and so has Dale. And how did you like them?
Is that the potatoes?
Yes.
Yeah, they look just like little potatoes. And then you bite into them, it's all sweets.
It's wonderful. Good. Yeah. I mean, it's so unusual. They're so cute, and they taste. If you're a lover of coconut, which I am, they're absolutely wonderful. So,
and they're rolled in cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you have to like cinnamon, too.
Yeah. And they're gorgeous. They come in a little box. I love them. So that's another gift idea for you. We have Jim on the line with a question.
Yeah. How does licorice do in cooking? Like, if you cut it up and put it in cookies, similar to like M&M cookies, but licorice cookies, will it melt, or will that hold together?
You know, I really think a lot of people use licorice in cooking, but they use it mostly for decorating. I don't really know anybody who's come to me and said, for instance, we have something called a licorice lentil that is dark chocolate on the inside and a hard shell of licorice on the outside. It looks like a little M&M. I think you could use that as a replacement for chocolate chip cookies or for M&Ms in a cookie. But other than that, I think if you were listening earlier, I did say that someone used a recipe with our Finnish licorice in a creme brulee, and it was fabulous. So there are things that you can do. Not all of it would be appropriate. You'd have to do some experimenting.
Okay, thank you.
That's great. Thanks for the question. You know, licorice can be used in so many varieties, but, you know, you also carry a number of preserves and other items at the store, pecan items.
We do. Yeah. We went to a fancy food show out in San Diego a couple years ago, and we were given a piece of pecan pie.
Oh,
it was the best pecan pie I had ever tasted. Turned out that this lady had created a line of pecan products, and this was called a pecan pie in a jar. So we decided we would bring that on. Well, the next thing we knew, we were bringing on the raspberries and pecan preserves, and then there's an apricot, it's a peach amaretto preserve. Oh my, these are so good. So I recommend, if you're interested in preserves or pecans, please stop by.
Yeah, I think it's so much fun because you can find these unusual things, not only for a gift for your Valentine, which we all want to think about this for this Sunday, but for a lovely hostess gift, for something mm-hmm. when you want a little bit of the unusual when you go to someone's house to share their table with them. And we have Shirley. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning. Yes, I just walked into the room and the radio was playing, and I says, "Oh, licorice! I love licorice. Is there any, is there any health factors to licorice? I mean, is it healthy? Is it a healthy snack? And also, they have colored licorice in the supermarkets. Is that real licorice? I mean, that just kind of strikes me. Some they have greens and reds, and is that real licorice?"
Well, no, it's not. Okay. It's real candy.
That's candy. Okay.
But if it's black, it's licorice.
If it's black,
it has to be black, and not all black licorice actually does have real licorice extract in it. Some of it is artificial. Yes, it does have health benefits. People use it for a variety of purposes. We do have a brochure that talks to that, and you can also look online on our website at licoriceinternational.com, mm-hmm. and that will give you a lot of information.
International, what is it?
It's licorice, L-I-C-O-R-I-C-E, like Lico Rice. International.com. And we have a blog there as well. It's called Licorice Lover. And that will give you a lot of information about the health benefits.
Happy done. Okay.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. And we have Connie. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning. I was wondering if you have a raspberry licorice.
We do. And it's very popular. In fact, we have an all-natural raspberry from New Zealand, and we have a delicious raspberry from Australia, and then we have one from Finland. So stop by, and all the raspberries are very good. They're very popular, and they're true to their taste.
Do you carry them most of the time, or?
We carry everything as often as we can get it. We do have problems sometimes with distribution, but not on those particular products.
Oh, okay.
How fun. Well, thank you so much for the call.
Because I have a cousin in Nevada that was looking for some.
That's what's wonderful, because they can order it off the website.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to give her the website.
How cool.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye. It's amazing when you think that people really have, licorice is something that's interesting you don't think about. The anise, it is good for the digestion. You have the licorice tea that I've gotten.
Oh, right. And that is very good.
It's very mm-hmm. nice after dinner. It aids the digestion. It's a lovely after dinner tea to mm-hmm. serve. Mm-hmm. So when you're doing a meal, and also it always has little stories behind it. We're going to continue on when we come back with more calls from you, do the drawing, and for the troops, how we want to support our troops with this wonderful home flavor, or around the country flavors of licorice to them that they truly enjoy. We'll find out more from Elizabeth on that. You're listening to Judy a la Carte. I'm your host, Chef Judy, and we will be back.